Number 160. The Outlaw. The ruthless outlaw sat in his saddle and looked at the monastery where the monks gave him sanctuary. The monastery served as a sanatorium for elderly monks, as it was in a location with a salubrious climate. The monks certainly didn't sanction his illegal activities. They had to put up with his sacrilege because otherwise the outlaw would sack their sacred building and kill them all. The outlaw was a rustler and a saboteur, amongst other occupations, such as the salvage of items that had been stolen by other people. His ruthlessness and sadistic acts of sabotage were well known, though his identity was not. The sage who was the head of this saintly community opened the gates to the monastery and saluted the outlaw in his usual manner as he entered. The vocal salutation was brief. The outlaw returned the salute and looked at the sagacious man. The outlaw knew that his return saddened the old man with sallow skin that sagged. He hated these sanctimonious old men, but at least they wouldn't steal anything from his safe, and that was a salient point. Moreover, they never asked questions when he returned from a sally. The monks would never admit it, but his presence had a benefit. He provided a safeguard against other criminals. No one would dare to do anything to his base. He tied his horse to a tree and gave it some food and water. Then he followed the old man into the monastery. The monk's sandals rustled gently on the floor as they went to the dining room. They walked past paintings illustrating sacrosanct sacraments, events from Nordic sagas, and even pagan sacrifices. There were also a few samplers produced by the monks. The outlaw would have preferred something more salacious. The monks would no doubt consider that to be sacrilegious rather than salutary. The outlaw was served salmon, which made his saliva flow. It was a little saline, but then maybe salmon was a saliferous fish, the outlaw thought. At least the fish wasn't saccharine. Everyone knew that salmon didn't contain saccharin. The monk brought the outlaw some salve for a wound on his arm and watched as the outlaw ate the poisoned fish. He would have to do a lot of good deeds to sanctify his soul.